Good afternoon. Is this on? Can you guys hear me okay? All right. It's always interesting when you compete with what's going on in the community, including the World Series, and I'm from D.C., and I'm getting all these texts, are your pets okay? Where are you? So it's always an interesting, every time I present, there's always an interesting context within which I'm presenting. And I also am presenting today with some friends and colleagues on the research team that I'd like to introduce. Linnea Wendell is the CEO and president of VNA Healthcare in Illinois, Aurora, Illinois. She received her master's in nursing from Aurora University. And Erin Boyle is a graduate assistant. She is a graduate student at Georgetown University, where I work, and is getting a master's degree in health systems management. So I'm delighted to have them join me. Today we're going to be talking about transforming primary care through a community-based approach. How many of you are familiar with patient-centered medical homes? Have you heard about those? Okay. Well, today we're going to be talking about a little bit of a twist that incorporates community health concepts within that more historical, traditional patient-centered medical homes. By the way, we have nothing to disclose. This study actually has been funded through the VNA Foundation as well as the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. During the next 15 minutes, we'll not only describe patient-centered healthcare homes, which incorporates a community health focus, we'll also contrast it with the more historical patient-centered medical home, tell you a little bit about the role of the RN care manager, and some of the things we've learned over the last year and a half while we're doing the study, and then report out on some preliminary findings that we've learned as well. You all know that as a society, particularly in the U.S., we're getting older, we're living longer. Right now, there are currently 40 million folks over the age of 65. By 2050, it will nearly double to 80 million. And with the growing numbers of older adults, it will necessitate services that decrease hospitalizations as well as delaying or preventing institutionalization. And in keeping with this growing trend, the government, the Congress, voted into law in March 2010 the establishment of a nonprofit institute called the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute. They are offering grant funding if anybody is interested. It does not focus necessarily on the elderly, but on patient-centered outcomes. And this model is a perfect fit for this, a little bit of ahead of its time, but we're looking to get some funding in the future from this institute. So patient-centered medical homes were designed several years ago to address both performance and financial issues in primary care. A number of limitations emerging from this model. Physicians are at the center of the coordination of this model. A number of fairly large, well-designed models are showing that the shared decision-making between the physician and the patients and the other healthcare providers are not as robust as they had hoped, and some issues with coordination, not only coordination, but communication across those various disciplines in the traditional patient-centered medical home. There also is an acknowledgement in these traditional medical homes where there is a lack of or not an emphasis on the client's home and the community context of these clients or patients. Linnea is now going to talk a bit about the primary care redesign that this study and this model uses.
Good afternoon. Just to give you a little context, the organization that is really hosting this study, VNA Healthcare in Aurora, Illinois, and let me go back a little bit. We are a nonprofit healthcare organization. We were established in 1918 in Aurora, Illinois, suburb of Chicago. many years with traditional visiting nurse services, and as well as that, also provided a number of public health services over the years, and most recently in 2002 became a federally qualified health center. And this range and array of community health services really provided the opportunity for us to think about ways that we could enhance the quality of services for our patients using the expertise of professionals across all of the programs. So really starting in 2003, began to have this idea of how could we put together the expertise of nursing, community health nursing specifically, in our home-based programs with the expertise that had developed in our federally qualified health centers. We serve over 40,000 patients in our primary care community health centers, and a portion of those are the elderly. We serve people of all ages, but the focus for this particular study and project was the 65 and older group. Again, just so that we could really focus on using the expertise of nurses that were used to providing care for that population. So we developed what we called Care Plus, which builds on the services that are provided in primary care. And it's a very broad range. I'm going to show you in a moment, broad range of services. Your typical primary care provided with family practice physicians, along with a range of other services. The second piece of this is using community health nurses as the care managers. And finally, the use of ongoing home assessments. And through our decades of experience providing home-based care, really acknowledging the great kind of information that comes out of a home assessment and all of the things that impact that person's health, from what they're eating to the safety of the home to what kind of medications, reminder systems, all of those things that really contribute to their health. And as community health nurses, we really understand that and use that as part of developing the plan of care. So we use that information at the onset. We reevaluate every 6 months, and if there's a hospitalization after that. The coordination of community health services are done by these registered nurses who really navigate we know is a very complex health system, especially for elderly patients, can be very difficult. These are often, you'll see later in the data, very complex medical situations. And again, the use of home visits. This compares and contrasts a bit with the traditional patient-centered medical home. You can see that the things in blue are kind of what's different. And different from the typical physician-led patient-centered medical home, of course, care is being managed and facilitated by nurses. Primary care we offer in the office setting as well as in the home through a house calls program. Laboratory testing, medication monitoring, obviously those things are done by both models. We offer a variety of other clinical services, so everything from nutrition counseling, clinical pharmacy, mental health, rehab, mammography, even telemonitoring. We do actually provide those things directly, and that's not so typical in a patient-centered medical home. Other characteristics that are different, the community health perspective and the bilingual capabilities. In our case, about 75% of our community health center population is Hispanic, and many of them speak only Spanish, and so that was something we had to address very specifically, and as I mentioned, in-home assessments. And then these other items, these are characteristics of both models. Obviously a very big concentration on quality monitoring and tracking of patient care throughout. The shared decision making that Laura mentioned earlier, very important. As we looked to start the service and actually wanted to have it evaluated formally, we looked to Georgetown University for that, and of course Laura's our lead researcher, University of Chicago, providing analysis of the financial impact, and Big Shoulders, the data assessment. So.
Really quickly, the patient-centered healthcare home study design included, it's a randomized trial. It began in 2011, so we had two groups, the Care Plus group, which is the group that gets the nurse care manager that comes into the home every 6 months and provides ongoing coaching and education. The control group, which is usual and customary care, what we're finding, which we really kind of anticipated, was because it's a federally qualified health center, there are a lot of additional services that you don't normally find in primary care, that usual and customary care is actually a little better than what we're used to. The study setting, as Linnea said, a large urban county in the metro area in Illinois, Chicago metro area, FQHC with Medicare certified home health and very strong ties to the community and with some public health services under contract with the local health department. And just a photograph of the facility. I thought it was important for me just to actually share with you the mission. It's a nonprofit organization with a strong focus on meeting the needs of the community and strong partnerships over a long period of time with the community, which really helps elevate the trust of community members with the services provided. Study population, primary care patients 65 years or older, really focusing on the fragile elderly, and as Linnea said, both Spanish-speaking and English-speaking patients. The interventions, as I mentioned earlier, the nurses, the Care Plus nurses, are very experienced in community health, strong focus on resource management, as well as communication and coordination of care, with six-month visits and annual visits to the home. Here's one of our friendly patients. Data collection includes demographics, which we'll share with you tonight, from the electronic health record, ICD-9 diagnostic groups, from the record, self-reported health status, which we collect via survey, hospitalizations, both from the record, the billing data, as well as surveys, and then patient satisfaction from the surveys. And Aaron's going to share with us our preliminary findings.
Hello, everyone. Okay. All right, so there are currently 73 patients enrolled in the study, 41 of which are in the study group and 32 are in the control group. Because the study is a randomized design, the study and control groups are very similar. The mean age is approximately 71, 72 years. Two-thirds, about, of the patients are female, while one-third are male. The greatest proportion of patients identify themselves as married at 41-42%, and then following that, single. And then in terms of race, the greatest proportion of patients are Hispanic at roughly half of the patients, followed by Caucasian, Black, and Asian. And then the top three diagnostic groups among the patients are mixed hyperlipidemia, diabetes, and essential hypertension, with 44.4% of patients diagnosed with the hyperlipidemia. And then the fourth and fifth most common diagnoses are unspecified essential hypertension and then routine general medical examination. And then what we have found is that this is a group with a lot of healthcare needs and a complex set of healthcare needs. So the greatest proportion of patients have 6 to 10 diagnoses. That's approximately one-third of the patients in the study. But as you can see, almost 10% of patients have 21 or more diagnoses. And then I'll pass it back to Dr. Anderko.
The survey questions, we utilized a survey called ACEs, and it's been tested and retested. But as we look to making it briefer for our client population, we modified it slightly. As I said earlier, we looked at self-reported health status, hospitalizations, functional status, and patient satisfaction. Here's a copy of it. We also decided we would include them in a raffle for a gift card, which seems to be quite popular. And lessons learned. The CarePlus nurse care manager role really has a very, very strong emphasis on health coaching, much more so than we expected. There's a lot of health education that goes on as well, we are going to, in the future, be looking more specifically at that role. Patient recruitment really needed to be in the hands of the nurses. We started out with primary care staff helping recruit, but because a lot of our patients are Hispanic, a lot of mistrust and not really understanding why someone would come to their house if they were feeling okay. And so designated nurses to actually do the one-on-one counseling to help recruit folks and explain a little bit more about the CarePlus intervention. Lessons learned related to IT. If anybody has ever used electronic health records, they're never easy, and neither was this. It took us several months to get that data dumped into a database that we could use, and then this summer changed to a different software, EHR software. So in the future, we may probably be looking at doing it by hand. Future plans, we're looking at a PCORI grant. Linnea here has opened up 4 centers in 4 weeks, brand new ones. I'm surprised she's still standing. We'll be using those FQHCs in our future research endeavors. And we actually had a nurse based on one of our publications from Alabama ask if she could do some qualitative analysis of the RN care manager role, and we said yes. And so she will be working with us in the next few months to begin extracting themes from the nurse's notes. And that's it. Thank you.